nice Cinderella, how gloomy can a fella be?
Ain't that moon a lovely sight? This is such a lovely night. Don't mind me, pals, I'm all right. Sure, we're only doggone lonely. Wish that I could visit the home of some exquisite blonde.
Man alive, there should be a doll of whom I could be fond.
It's terrible, unbearable. It doesn't look so good for us. It looks as if we missed the bus. Oh why, and wherefore? Is there no one to care for?
Why, and wherefore? Does no one seem to care for? Why, and wherefore? Does no one seem to care for?
Thank you. don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly broken-hearted. Worrying is through, I sleep all right. Appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair, I'm all there, but I would rather be Gaga. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of him and her. I don't like quiet and I wish I were in love again. I would rather be a punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the fine mismating of him and her. I learned my lesson and I wish I were in love again. Well, I wish I were in love. Yes, I wish I were in love again. Wish I were in love again. Thank you.
Thank you. Frankie Carl on the Swing Years and Beyond. Let a smile be your umbrella, though you won't be needing that, just to reassure you over the weekend. The forecast calling for clear skies and fairly warm temperatures. Mel Torme with the Rodgers and Hart number, I Wish I Were in Love Again, performed live in 1954. I noticed he skipped one of the most catchy lyrics of the song, which goes, if I can now recall it, when love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals. That is in the Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney version, and I believe they introduced it in one of their films. And Frank Sinatra sings it that way, too. But Mel just, too smooth, too velvet fog for you. And he just, maybe he couldn't bring himself to say that lyric, or who knows, it's live. So perhaps he cut the song short. Whether accidentally on purpose, we'll never know. The MGM Studio Orchestra, conducted by Jeff Alexander with the bossa nova-backed I've Got You Under My Skin from 1959, written for Born to Dance. This version was from the musical The Dating Game. And Vic Damone, Tony Martin, Russ Tamblyn, Jane Powell, Debbie Reynolds, Ann Miller with a number from the musical hit The Deck, Why Oh Why, from 1955. It's time for a few more Mommalies. I asked people to send in tonight to swingyears@kuow.org. To that address, I asked people to send the sayings their mothers used to say as we are just about to enter into officially into Mother's Day at midnight tonight. Jane said, I got to worrying about something that might go wrong in the future. My mother would say, we'll jump off that bridge when we come to it. That's great. And Linda says, if wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. A lot of mothers said that, Linda. And her grandmother used to say, there's not enough blue in the sky to make a Dutchman a pair of britches. I'm not even sure what that means. And Greg says, his mom used to say, ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies. Let's not and say we did. Three guesses and the first don't count. And when we asked where we were going, she'd say, crazy, want to come along? Well, Greg, I hope you, followed in your mom's footsteps there. Devin says that they are sitting and listening to their favorite Saturday night program in China. This email comes from China, and Devin's mommily was, wipe that smile off your face or I'll do it for you. She didn't say under what circumstances that might happen. And Jack says, happy Mother's Day to his mother, Gail Walters. Happy Mother's Day, Gail. You raised a lovely son. And he wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day, Gail. And she used to say, when she wanted them to pay attention and was upset with their behavior, she'd say, how do my eyes look? And Jack says, as a kid, you'd be so curious, you'd have to look, and her eyes would look angry. And that's all it would take to get my brother and me to toe the line. Ellen in Green Lake says, my mother always told me, good things come in small packages. As a tiny kid who could be a little self-conscious about it, this was very comforting. So that's a great mommily from Ellen's mom. Elizabeth's mom used to say, and she probably still does because she's going to be 87 next week. I bet she's saying these more than ever. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And many hands make light work, usually said when it was time to clean up after dinner. Dawn sent a grandmommily saying, my grandma used to live in a wheat farm in eastern Washington. She was a great lady with lots of down-home wisdom, and I was very privileged to spend many summers at her place. One of her favorite sayings was the way she'd respond when someone knocked at the door. She'd holler, come in if your nose is clean. If it ain't, scratch under. Okay. We're going to have a few more mommalies coming up before the program ends, right after this next set, which features Shorty Rogers, Dean Martin, and Leroy Anthony and his orchestra. Here's Ella Mae Morse to start things out with No Love, No Nothing on the Swing Years and Beyond. It's 94.9 FM, KUOW, AM 1340, Olympia.
No, nothing, as long as baby must roam. I promised him I'd wait for him till even hate is froze. I'm lonesome, heaven knows, but what I said still goes. No love, no nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. on with no one. I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb, no love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home.
watching all the girls go by. Standing on a corner, watching all the girls go by.
Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Then standing on a corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. I'm the cat that got the cream. Haven't got a girl, but I can dream. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street, and that's where I select my imaginary dear. Standing on a corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye. If you got a rich imagination, give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on a corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. Brother, you can't go to jail for what you're thinking, or for the woo look in your eye. Standing on a corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Leroy Anthony on baritone sax and his orchestra from 1954. That's Rollin' Rock here on the Swing Years and Beyond on KUOW FM 94.9 AM 1340 and streaming worldwide at KUOW.org. Dean Martin standing on the corner from 1956. From 1959, Shorty Rogers covering Let's Fall in Love. And Ella Mae Morse from 43 with No Love, No Nothing. Stay tuned. Coming up in the program, Les Paul Trio, K-Star, and Art Tatum. And more Mommolies coming up right after this.
Support for KUOW comes from Seattle Pacific University's MBA and MSISM programs, hosting two informational open houses to meet faculty and to learn about these accredited evening programs. The open houses are Saturday, May 6th from 10 a.m. till noon, and Tuesday, May 9th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. More information is available online at spu.edu.
Well, I asked earlier, one of the people who wrote in with one of her phrases that her grandmother used to say was, there's not enough blue in the sky to make a Dutchman a pair of britches. I said I didn't know what that meant, so Elizabeth wrote in to say, if there is enough blue sky to make a pair of Dutchmen's britches, the sky will clear up and the rain will stop. So now we all know that. And her mother used to say, I only play the piano for my own amazement. And Sydney shares something Romola used to say, the mother of Sydney. That's Sydney's mom. Every experience is like money in the bank if you learn from it. And that's, again, from Sydney here in Seattle. Thanks, Sydney. Robbie says, my parents were both pretty proper, so when my mother heard the sounds of cats yowling outside, it was fairly surprising when she'd say, I'll bet you think they're fighting. Then she'd wink at my dad. It was years before I got it. My mother, says Ian, the best ever, who I hope is listening tonight, used to tell us to go play in traffic whenever she got a bit fed up. Yeah, she was really a good mom, Ian. She also would wake us up with, it's daylight in the swamp, which I think she got from her mother. Well, we all, hopefully we're all in a position to think our mom's the best in the world, but I'm sure Ian's mom was both funny and wonderful. So I hope you are listening tonight. Susan says, my sister and I call these momisms. My favorite is, don't you want to put on some makeup? Thanks, Mom. Well, you know, moms, you know, they're as nice as they can be, but, you know, they got to tell you the truth, too. Catherine in Wallingford says, when I hit my 50s and turned into an old crank, I told my mom in her 80s that I was becoming very opinionated and annoying. And she said, well, if you get to your age and you don't have some opinions, you haven't been thinking enough. Very comforting, Catherine. If roughhousing appeared to be getting too rough, mother would shout, you'll go on till you put an eye out. Now, Fred says that he was raised in Yorkshire, and that's an English mommily, but I'm afraid that that's probably worldwide. You'll put an eye out. And Don wrote this poem, or rather this parody of the song Mother Means the World to Me, and this goes like this. M is for the many things she told me, O is for the other things she told me, T is for the thousand things she told me, H is for the hundreds of things she told me, E must stand for everything she told me, R stands for the rest of the things she told me. Put them all together, they spell mother. And Susie finally says, I have to laugh. My grandmother's nickname, the only name I ever knew her by, was Mama Lee, which sounds like Mama Lee. Anyway, I remember from Mama Lee when she wanted to get us out of bed, she'd say, the more you sleep, the more you want to sleep. Those are the Mama Lees for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to every mom from the Swing Years and Beyond. And coming up, did I say this already? I think I did. So let's get to it. Nat King Cole here. You're looking at me.
Who had the girls turning handsprings? Crazy to love him, claimed he. Who could so misunderstand things? You're looking at me. Who was so sure of his conquest? Sure as a human could be. Who wound up losing the contest?
You're looking at me. You're looking at me. Where is that boy who was certain his charms couldn't fail? Where is that boy who believed every word of this ridiculous tale? Who was so childishly flattered? Thought he'd swept her off her feet. Who woke to find his dream shattered? Might I repeat? Might I repeat for you? Needn't strain your eyes to see what I want you to see. That's right. You're looking at me. Childishly flattered, thought he'd swept her off her feet. Who woke to find his dream shattered? Might I repeat? Might I repeat for you? Needn't strain your eyes to see what I want you to see. That's right. You're looking at me. Thank you.
the papers, the less I comprehend the world and all its capers, and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean, in the way we care. It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. Just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going along. Thank you.
Art Tatum tonight on The Swing Years and Beyond with a standard called The Man I Love. It was Dinah Shore with Love Is Here to Stay and Les Paul Trio with the Gershwin number Embraceable You. You're Looking at Me? That was Nat King Cole from 1956. More of The Swing Years and Beyond on the way. We've been reading Mommalies tonight, phrases that your mom loved to say to you. And the ones I used in his examples, my mom used to say, it's always darkest before the dawn. And her mother used to say, every knock a boost. And, of course, my mother used to say that, too. But here's an interesting one from Mary. She says, when I was little, I hated to eat beets. Nasty things always dying the mashed potatoes, etc. Mama always insisted I eat my beets because, as her mom used to say, poor Arnold loves beets. Arnold was a friend of theirs. It never occurred to me when I was young to question this as a valid reason to eat the dratted beets. But once, when I was home from college, so she's all grown up, her parents had a dinner party, and one of the guests was Arnold. Something snapped. I went up and said, Arnold, do you like beets? He looked very startled, but said, yes, I do like beets. And it was a good thing, too, says Mary. Thanks for sharing that mommily with us tonight. Stay tuned for Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae right after this.
Support for KUOW comes from First Tech Credit Union, serving those who work and live in Washington State with financial tools and advice. Branches in Overlake, Bella Bottega, Ridge Point, and throughout the Northwest, or online at firsttechcu.com. First Tech Credit Union. Think forward.
This is The Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW.
My darling, my darling,
I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many day.
My darling, my darling,
I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away.
Now all at once you kissed me, and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say.
Except my darling, my darling.
Get used to that name of my darling. It's here to stay.
You are my darling, my darling. I've wanted to call you my darling
for many and many a day.
And you know, my darling, my darling,
I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away.
Now all at once you kissed me,
and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say.
Except my darling, my darling.
Get used to the name of my darling. It's here,
it's here to stay. Don't go away, my darling.
My darling's here to stay.
Thank you.
have over there. Don't worry, Mother, you will not be blue. Your boy always will belong to you. He'll never be so far away that he can call each night and say, good night, Mother, good night.
Good night, Mother, from Dick Todd with orchestra conducted by Leonard Joy, ending up this hour and this program tonight. It's the Swing Years and Beyond, coming to you live every Saturday night, courtesy of your financial generosity to this public radio station, KUOW FM 94.9 Seattle, KUOW 1340 AM Tumwater Olympia, streaming worldwide at KUOW.org. Glenn Miller and his orchestra with the classic Moonlight Serenade, Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae in a duet called My Darling from 1948. You can hear more from Joe Stafford. She was our latest interview in our Swing Ladies Swing series. You can look that up on Radio Intersection at the website KUOW.org, or I'll send you a link. Email swingyears@KUOW.org. Clear skies overnight, good stargazing weather, lows around 40 tomorrow, should be sunny for Mother's Day, high 63 to 74 degrees. The BBC World Service is next on KUOW Seattle. Good night. I'm Amanda Wild. It's midnight.